Governor Palin last night added another person to her list of candidates for the Senate District B seat representing Juneau, businessman Alan D. Wilson. Attorney General appointee Wayne Anthony Ross this morning said he agreed with the governor's decision.
The most important thing that can be done by the Senate is not argue what's legal or illegal, but to appoint somebody to represent Juneau.
However, a legislative attorney this morning presented a written opinion saying the governor's latest action does not follow the statutory requirement. The opinion points out that the governor resubmitted the names of two candidates that have been rejected along with Wilson's name and requested the Senate, quote, confirm one of them. The opinion says it is either a suggestion or unconstitutional by allowing three senators to hold the job. In either case, the opinion says the governor has not appointed anyone. Anchorage Democrat Hollis French requested the opinion and agrees with it. French says the letter is disrespectful to Juneau and the governor has stepped outside the law. He also had harsh words for the governor's appointee for Attorney General Wayne Anthony Ross.
To have an attorney general suggest that we disregard the law tells me very clearly that he is not fit for that office.
Anchorage Democrat Bill Wilikowski says the governor's letter does not prompt any action by the Senate Democrats.
In my opinion, there is no action for us to take. In my opinion, the law says the governor makes an appointment. It's up to the Senate Democrats to either confirm that appointee or not confirm that appointee. Because she has not complied with the law and made an appointment, there is nothing for us to do.
Later in the day, the subject rose to the Senate floor as French called the members' attention to the legal opinion, saying the governor should follow the law, and until she does, the Senate Democrats do not need to take any action.
And the reason why I do not feel that we can take any action in response to the governor's letter is that there is now no name before us. The statute is very clear. You must submit. You must appoint another qualified person. And there's been no appointment. There's been three names proffered to us and a suggestion that we select amongst them. That's not an appointment. That's an abdication of the governor's responsibility under the law.
The Democrats say, in their view, the governor still is working on a statutory deadline to get a new nominee to them by next Monday. In a letter distributed just a few moments ago, the governor clarified the intent of last night's letter. In it, she says she intended the nominees be considered individually, that Tim Grusendorf be reconsidered first, if he fails again, that Joe Nelson be reconsidered next, and if he fails again, that Alan Wilson's appointment be considered. She finishes with the statement, "Please act swiftly."